WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Thousands of auto workers have hit the picket lines over failed contract talks with automakers. But we just heard from President Biden, who says he's getting involved. Here's CBS's Christopher Cruz.
The president says record automaker profits mean employees should get a record contract. He spoke today about the UAW's selective strike against plants operated by the big three automakers.
The bottom line is that auto workers help create America's middle class. They deserve a contract that sustains them in the middle class.
Mr. Biden said the companies have made significant offers, but they need to go further.
Economists say GM, Ford, and Stellantis stand to lose billions during these strikes. Tropical storm warnings are in place across New England now ahead of a hit from Hurricane Lee. Severe flooding and power outages are a big concern. John Breeds with Central Maine Power.
We have around 400 to 500 crews coming in really from across the eastern seaboard as north as Canada.
Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey is also urging people to prepare.
We are not projected to receive a direct hit. We are expected to experience rain and in some instances heavy rain and wind here in Massachusetts.
Lee is forecasted to make landfall in Canada. In Libya, health officials are now warning people to stay out of high waters and avoid drinking it. CBS's Holly Williams.
The UN is warning that many children in Derna cannot access clean drinking water and are vulnerable to outbreaks of deadly disease.
The floods there have killed more than 11,000 people. The UN says evacuations could have saved many of them. Here in the U.S., experts say new COVID vaccines could bring down high case numbers. Reporter Alexander Tin.
It comes as health authorities are working to prepare for another expected COVID wave this fall and winter, on top of expected upticks in flu and RSV infections, which are expected to potentially strain hospitals for yet another year.
Economic concerns are growing.
Survey director Joanne Sue says that while short-run and long-run expectations for economic conditions improved modestly from August, consumers remain somewhat uncertain about the future path of the economy. Sue said consumer sentiment will likely slide as the threat of a government shutdown looms.
At CBS's Jason Brooks, Congress has another 2 weeks to agree on a spending bill to avoid a shutdown. And New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers is all smiles on Instagram following his big surgery to repair his torn Achilles. He says it went great. His surgeon's the same guy who performed Tom Brady's ACL and MCL surgeries in 2008. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. Payne is still on the Waukesha City Council, but there is uncertainty regarding whether the council will decide to remove him or if voters will pursue a recall. The Cedarburg woman accused of embezzling around $100,000 from a special needs school in Racine has pleaded not guilty. Jimmy Koska has more.
The attorney for Heather Wentel this week requested a change in her bond from $50,000 cash to a $10,000 signature bond. That was initially granted, but later halted by the judge. Wentel remains in jail and is facing multiple charges. Her next court appearance is scheduled for October 30th.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocate's Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Todd Albaugh Show on a Friday, September 15th. We are unfortunately struggling with a little technical difficulties getting Matt Flynn to fill in for Todd on this Friday afternoon. We appreciate you listening to us here on Civic Media. We just concluded the hour with Pat Krytlow filling in for Todd as he is away on this day, traveling. And so doing a little fill in with the headlines. If you've got something you want to add, 844-967-2789. You are listening to the Todd Albaugh Show across Civic Media. If you'd like to take us with you on the go, you can download the Civic Media app, take us with you wherever you are, wherever apps are downloaded on your smart devices. You can just head over to the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, type in Civic Media. You'll be able to find us, quick and easy, free to download. You can jump from station to station, listen across the news talk as well as several music stations, and you can get your dose of Wisconsin news, commentary, sports, and local coverage across the state of Wisconsin. We appreciate you listening here on a Friday afternoon to the Todd Albaugh Show. 844-967-2789 if you want to comment on the day's headlines as Pat Krytlow, host of Up North News, was filling in for Mr. Albaugh on his day off. No shortage of news going on here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got several things going on at the Wisconsin legislature with press conferences, bill proposals, votes in the middle of the night. No shortage of things going on in the state. If you want to comment on the headlines here on a Friday afternoon, 844-967-2789. We got a lot going on across the Civic Media Network as well. As Pat alluded to, Domin Crute up in his neck of the woods going to the Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest this Friday afternoon. Domin Crute on the Devil's Advocates doing the Fall in Love Fall Tour, going to several different Civic Media locations across the state of Wisconsin. They were in Wausau yesterday. Had the opportunity to be joined by Chad Holmes of the Chad Holmes Show, as well as Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg and several other terrific guests in Wausau. They're heading up now to the Chippewa Valley, going to Oktoberfest. Going to be broadcasting live this afternoon, 4 to 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Network. You're going to want to tune in for the Devil's Advocates between now and then. We're going to get everything situated, hopefully here in a moment, to get Matt Flynn to be able to connect with us on this Friday afternoon. But if you've got a question for me, I'm Luke Mathers, helping out produce the Todd Alba Show on this Friday afternoon. Matt and I are going to be hopefully getting into the headlines as well as taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. And if that's not enough, excellent local programming for you on a Friday afternoon. Dom and Crudy up in the Chippewa Falls. We've got a ton of local high school sports on this Friday evening going to be taking place across the state of Wisconsin. So you want to tune into your community, check out the local high school sports. You can check out the Civic Media website to see all of the excellent high school sports broadcasts across the network, as well as we've got the Milwaukee Brewers starting a series this evening, wrapped up a four-game series throughout the week against the Miami Marlins, winning that series 3-1, beat the Marlins yesterday afternoon at American Family Field, 4-2. So now taking care of business against Miami, going to be hosting the Washington Nationals, the first game of that series. Going to be beginning tonight, first pitch set for 7:10 p.m. You can listen to your Milwaukee Brewers on several different Civic Media radio stations in the Fox Valley and throughout Oshkosh. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 a.m. You can hear it across the Fox Valley. You can also catch them in southwestern Wisconsin on radio from the center in Richland Center, WRCE, news from the center. Excuse me. And so those Milwaukee Brewers hosting the Nationals at 7:10. And coming up tomorrow, we've got the Wisconsin Badgers across several different Civic Media radio stations as well. So no shortage of sports. The Wisconsin Badgers return home after their unfortunate loss against the Washington State Cougars last weekend. Going to be hosting Georgia Southern, hoping to shake off that loss from last weekend. And you can listen to the Badgers on WFHR, WRJN, and several more Civic Media radio stations. So you're going to want to tune in for your Wisconsin Badgers. You can stream it as well on the Civic Media app. So if you're out on the go, download the app, take us with you on the go. Listen to your Wisconsin Badgers across Civic Media. And the Green Bay Packers going to be going to Atlanta, going to visit the Falcons. That game is Sunday noon kickoff. And you can also listen to your Packers on Civic Media. So stay tuned. We're going to get these technical problems figured out with Matt Flynn, host of Matt Flynn Direct, filling in for the second hour of Todd Alba on this Friday afternoon. Again, if you want to share your comments on the headlines of the day or what's going on in your community, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. The Todd Alba Show is going to continue when we get back.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry, Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip!
With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies this afternoon with highs around 78. Southwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. 58 tonight, overcast skies. Highs around 73 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Temps a bit below average Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
You can run on for a long time, run on for a long time, run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Welcome to Matt Timberex, sitting in for Todd Olbo in the second hour. Until that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the back. Welcome to Matt Timberex, sitting in for Todd Olbo in the second hour. Good to be here for Todd. Todd is off at a wedding, I believe. My good friend Todd Olbo, one of the great hosts and a great friend. A couple of things before we get started. I'll also be on at 3 p.m. Matt Flynn Direct. We have a lot to talk about today. Remember, as always, our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history, going right to the front lines of history in the making. Well, let's get started. The Senate GOP fired Megan Wolf, they thought. They were badly mistaken. They were very badly mistaken. Devin LeMahieu, the majority leader from Sheboygan, or Oostburg, really, Sheboygan County, he, and especially clown-like statement, said, "We need to rebuild faith in Wisconsin elections. We need to rebuild faith in Wisconsin elections." In other words, what he's saying is Trump lied. Some people were confused and uneasy. Therefore, we must fire the only honest elections administrator we have to restore faith in Trump. I mean, that's essentially what he's saying. They are relitigating the 2020 election to appease Trump. And why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? Most of these people understand, they deeply understand, that Trump is lying. They know there was nothing wrong with Wisconsin's elections, but they fear a primary. They fear exactly what happened to Robin Voss. You remember in the last election, Robin Voss got a primary opponent. This is a 29-year-old guy who had no credential whatsoever to serve in the assembly, none whatsoever. Absolutely none whatsoever. And he almost beat him. In fact, at the very end, it looked like he would beat him, and Voss won by like 1%, 1.5%. So none of these people want that to happen to them. And so they're going to fire Megan Wolf. Now, let me get into the weeds very briefly on why that's not going to work and what the law is. And I was glad to see Josh Call, the attorney general, file suit to make sure Megan Wolf stays. So here's the deal. The law says there's six people on the Wisconsin Election Commission. Megan Wolf is the administrator and a darn good one. Megan Wolf can be removed by the commission, but it has to be a majority vote, or she can be reappointed by the commission by majority vote. A majority of six is four people, not three people. The truth of the matter is there are three Democrats and three Republicans on that commission. The three Republicans, as part of this fraud against Wisconsin electors, said, "Oh, we're going to vote to reappoint her." Why are they doing that? Because it has to be confirmed by the Senate. They knew the Senate had already decided not to reappoint her. The Democrats were very, very smart. They abstained. They didn't vote. So there were only three votes. Three votes is not an action by the commission. It's a nullity. Under those circumstances, Megan Wolf gets to stay on until four members of the commission do something, anything, and then it goes to the Senate. But why does she stay on? You may say, isn't that crazy? Well, I'll tell you why she stays on. Do you remember a guy named Fred Prynn, Dentist Fred, up in Marathon County, up in Wausau? Dentist Fred was on the DNR board. Dentist Fred talked to the Republicans. He was a Republican. He was the one who voted to make it easier to put forever chemicals in our water around the state. And the Republicans and their donors and the Wisconsin manufacturers said, stay on. How are you going to stay on? Because Tony Evers' replacements, the Senate pocket veto, they stuck it in their pockets and they didn't do anything on it. Nothing. So therefore, there was not yet a vacancy. So he stayed on for 18 months while the Senate pocket vetoed the replacements. And he got to cast key votes in keeping forever chemicals in our water. And, you know, Dentist Fred, you might go to the guy and go, hey, Dentist Fred, my teeth are glowing in the dark. Why are they glowing in the dark? Dentist Fred, it's because I ate a fish from Marathon County. That's his county. The fact of the matter is you could say the same thing about Dane County, Milwaukee County. Forever chemicals are all over the state. It went to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. By a 4-3 majority, the four Republicans said Dentist Fred could stay on until the Republicans in the Senate took an action to replace him, and it didn't matter if they lay in the weeds. They lay in the weeds. You could hear the hissing of the snakes in the weeds. You could see their beady eyes, and they didn't do anything with Evers' appointment for something like 18 months. So a sauce for the goose, a sauce for the gander. If Dentist Fred could stay on for 18 months, Megan Wolf's going to stay on until a majority of the Wisconsin Election Commission does something, and majority hasn't done anything. It's a nullity. Well, what happened was, of course, Devin LeMahieu and all these characters in the Senate party line go, no, we're going to get rid of Megan Wolf, even though her appointment is not up in front of us because it wasn't first voted on with a majority in the Wisconsin Election Commission. So that's where we stand. Now it's going to go up. Now it's going to go up, and it's a different Supreme Court. Why is it a different Supreme Court? Because Janet Protasiewicz is on it and not Pat Rogensack. And Pat Rogensack voted not to certify Joe Biden. Janet Protasiewicz is very independent. She's not an election denier. She's going to do the right thing. And so what's going to happen now, in my judgment, is that the Supreme Court 4-3 will say Megan Wolf can stay on until the Wisconsin Election Commission does something. And that will depend on four votes, not three. And, you know, that's one reason, and not the only reason, why the Republicans are trying to impeach or threatening to impeach Janet Protasiewicz. It's not just the fair maps. It's Megan Wolf. It's the abortion statute. It's a lot of other things. They are interfering with a candidate who won the election for Supreme Court by 11 percentage points, has never been convicted of any crime, never committed any corrupt acts, and those are the only two grounds on which they could impeach her. In fact, she hasn't committed any acts. She's only been on the court 6 weeks. She hadn't had an opportunity to do anything except read the briefs and participate in a few of the early decisions. The Republican Party is desperate, and of course, then they have collusively floated this fair maps business. Oh, we're going to do fair maps. Suddenly we have an epiphany. We've been knocked off the horse by a bolt of lightning on the way into town. And therefore we suddenly are for fair maps. They're not for fair maps. Let's be real. They're not for fair maps. They will decide how that fairness commission is appointed. And they will assign a Gableman type to do the appointment. And they'll adjust the boundaries somewhat, and they'll still keep almost a 2-thirds majority when they do not get half of the votes. They don't get half of the votes. They get a two-thirds majority. And that is not right. Now, let me tell you something else. Let me tell you something else. The not only did they try to fire Megan Wolf, and not only are they trying to impeach Janet Protasiewicz, but their reasons for doing all this are that the people in Wisconsin have, quote, lost faith in the elections. The people in Wisconsin have not lost faith in the elections. They have been lied to by Donald Trump. They've been lied to by the Republican Party. And some of them then say, I'm confused. And the remedy is, well, let's fire the honest people who are taking care of this right. And why don't we just, that'll just be just peachy and that'll be fine. This also spills over to the federal level. And I want to tell you how it ties in. Mitt Romney of Utah, who's kind of an extraordinary guy, and I don't know if you ever thought about it this way, but Mitt Romney, the most liberal state in the country is Massachusetts. The most conservative state in the country is Utah by voting majorities. And yet Mitt Romney has been elected governor of Massachusetts and senator from Utah. So whether or not I agree with him on some things and so forth, he obviously has a lot on the ball. He's announced that he's not running again. And he wrote a biography that just came out, and I recommend you get it. Let me give you some of the highlights or lowlights. He says in this biography, quote, a very large portion of my Republican Party does not believe in the Constitution. Almost without exception, my colleagues share my opinion of Trump, but they fear a primary, just like Devin LeMahieu, just like Voss. He goes on to say there was a weekly Republican caucus lunch that gave Trump a standing ovation while he boasted and rambled. And then when he left the room, they all burst into laughter. They burst into laughter. He further said, and this is beyond belief, he said he got a telephone call from a high member of the Defense Department on January 2nd, 4 days before January 6th, 4 days before January 6th, who said that there would be violence coming up. It would include guns, arson, bombs, and they were going to try to kill Romney, and they were going to try to kill people they considered traitors in the Republican Party. He called Mitch McConnell, left him a message about that. Mitch McConnell never returned the message. Then even after January 6th, his fellow senators among the Republicans, many of them continued to plan to object to the electoral vote count in the swing states. Romney called them out. I'll tell you what, he said some senators refused to convict Trump in the impeachment proceedings, especially the second impeachment, out of concern for safety of their families and their own safety. Romney said he spent $5,000 a day for security after that. $5,000 a day. That's $1.5 million a year, and he's one of the few that could afford it. And this was a guy who was the 2012 nominee of the Republican Party, and now he's deemed a traitor. And that's what's happening in Wisconsin now with Devin LeMahieu and Voss. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM. Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM. This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. President Biden says Detroit's big automakers are making record profits thanks to its workers, but aren't sharing those profits properly.
It's my hope that the parties can return to the negotiation table to forge a win-win agreement.
About 13,000 workers are on picket lines right now. The union says smaller, targeted protests give them more leverage. Out west, about 64,000 healthcare workers with Kaiser Permanente could go on strike next month. CBS's Deborah Rodriguez.
Leaders say that unless they reach a new deal, it could be the largest strike by healthcare workers the U.S. has ever seen.
Hurricane Lee's still barreling towards the Northeast, and Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey wants her residents to be ready.
I remind folks, please do not go near the water or the water's edge. Be ready for possible power outages and stock up and take precautions. Do not go near or touch downed power lines.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lake Michigan water coming to City of Waukesha homes and businesses is being postponed until October 9th. Officials say the delay will help with testing, reservoir flushing, and resolving programming problems with water pumps. The transition replaces the use of underground water wells with Lake Michigan water sourced from Milwaukee, addressing radium content standards. The Milwaukee Planned Parenthood website is taking appointments for Monday. That's when the organization resumes performing abortions after stopping following the Supreme Court ruling. An alderman in Waukesha will serve probation after pleading guilty to charges related to slapping his girlfriend's child, resulting in a visible handprint. The incident took place in February during an argument while Corey Payne was under the influence of alcohol. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app, The Todd Alba Show.
Two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. Tommy Thompson, John McCain, I would put Tony Evers in this category. They're guys who are running because there were things that they wanted to do.
The Todd Alba Show.
Now contrast that to Hillary Clinton, I would argue, or Donald Trump. Sure, there are things they want to do, but ultimately, they are like Scott Walker. They were people who want to be.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fritos, Cheetos, Doritos. We should expect that stuff to be safe. Why does it make sense that corporations can poison the American people and we don't even know about? Politically, there is a group who chooses to make sure that there are not enough dollars put into the Food and Drug Administration to check on these types of things.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Welcome back to Match Win Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-27. Let me just grab it right here, 844-967-2789. Match Win Direct sitting in for Todd Albo for his last hour just before Match Win Direct starts at 3, and I will be on that as well. I want to segue to another issue. This is an important issue. We talked about it on Match Win Direct the other day. Right now, we're hurtling towards a government shutdown because the Freedom Caucus in the House of Representatives have threatened to impeach Kevin McCarthy unless he does some things that he can't do. What are they? One of them is they want a vote to impeach Joe Biden, and he has been told by 20 moderate Republicans that they won't go along with it, so it would fall short. So what he ended up doing was launching his own investigation, which is illegal, unconstitutional. Why do I say that? Because Nancy Pelosi and issued subpoenas. Nancy Pelosi issued subpoenas, and an appellate court said that those subpoenas were no good. So they turn on McCarthy and they go, okay, well, you can't, if you can't get those 20 to come over, we may put in a motion to vacate the chair. Remember when he went 15 rounds before he was elected speaker, they nailed him down and made him agree that any one of them could bring a resolution to yank him. And the truth is that every Democrat would vote for that resolution, and that means that all they would need is five of them to throw him out. You know what McCarthy did? And I was very surprised at this. McCarthy showed a little spine, little guts. I've never known him to show spine and guts in his entire career, but here's what he did. He said to them in a caucus, quote, bring the effing motion, and he used the naughty word, bring the effing motion. Marjorie Taylor Greene, this is the kind of stuff that they're demanding of. Marjorie Taylor Greene said, I want an impeachment of Joe Biden that is, quote, long and excruciatingly painful for Joe Biden. Long and excruciatingly painful for Joe Biden. I mean, that's a weird thing to say. She's a very weird person, and that's the way they are. And then she said, quote, I want a long list of names in the investigation of Joe Biden so that after 2024 and Trump is elected president, his Department of Justice will prosecute Biden and the people around him. This is what we're degenerating to. And let me remind you of something. Today is September 15. Today is September 15. On September 30 at 5 p.m., the government isn't going to have any money to spend for much of its operations. Now, there is a thing called a continuing resolution. The Republicans continually do this. They go to the last minute, and at 4:30 p.m. on the September 30, they go, okay, we'll put in a continuing resolution that funds the government for 6 weeks, 2 months, 5 months at last year's levels. The Freedom Caucus has said they won't do that now. They want an impeachment of Joe Biden. They also want to blow up the deal, the debt limit deal that Biden and McCarthy entered into in the spring so we didn't default on our national debt. They want that. And that's not going to happen. Joe Biden's not going to agree to it. The Senate's not going to agree to it. The Senate just 90-7 passed a continual funding of the government that's consistent with the debt limit deal. That's consistent with it. They've already done that. So what's going to happen? Well, last time they shut the government down, it was Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz did it. Cost us $25 billion. You got to remember something. When you horse around like this, there are consequences. Your bond rating gets downgraded. The cost of borrowing money goes up, and it costs taxpayer money. Sadly, back in the spring, Fitch, one of the rating agencies, downgraded us anyway because of the intransigence of the Republican Party. And the result was we pay a lot more money for interest on the national debt. This happened in the 90s. When Newt Gingrich didn't like the seat he got on an airplane, president's airplane, and he shut that down out of petulance. Always remember something. When the Republican Party says anything about money, they're either lying or they have some sort of scheme to steer it into their own pockets or their donors' pockets. What do I mean by that? That's an extravagant statement. It should be backed up. I'm going to back it up right now. First of all, you had Ron Johnson saying, why don't we pass a law so that Social Security and Medicare have to be revoted on every year? And then he said, oh, I'll be sure to support that. I'll be sure to support that. They won't even vote on funding the government itself, much less Social Security and Medicare. And these clowns say that. This fellow Scott from Florida, senator, said, no, let's vote on it every 5 years. You got to remember that in 1935, when Roosevelt passed Social Security, the Republican Party voted against it. Fortunately, Roosevelt had a Democratic majority. In 1935, there's a Republican Supreme Court like now. And they were prepared to vote to say it was unconstitutional. They said the whole New Deal was unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. That's what they said. Fortunately, we had Franklin Roosevelt back at that time. We have Joe Biden now. Franklin Roosevelt said, I'm going to pack the court. I'm going to put seven new justices on there. We're going to pass the New Deal on Social Security. And one of them chickened out. So 5-4, they upheld Social Security. 5-4. But this is the kind of gamesmanship that's going on. And, you know, it's all well and good for a guy like McCarthy to grow a little bit of a spine and saying, so pass the effing resolution to throw me out of the chair. But let me give you two very, very, to me, simple solutions. But it would require a couple of Republicans, moderates, to join with the Democrats. And Boehner did this when he was Speaker. Paul Ryan did this when he was Speaker. He governed basically from a caucus in the, not his own caucus, not the Democratic caucus, but a combination of people who wanted to get stuff done. And here's what they did. And here's what should happen again. First of all, McCarthy should propose a continuing resolution. He is going to get something like 150 or 180 Republicans. They've already said they would do it. But he needs 218. So Hakeem Jeffries should say to him, we will give you that number of Democratic votes to keep the government going. But say that McCarthy doesn't do that. Say that McCarthy goes, I don't know what to do. Maybe we'll shut the government down and make Joe Biden look bad. Then there is a thing called a discharge petition. A discharge petition circumvents the rule in the House that only the Speaker can approve what goes out on the floor for a vote. A discharge petition says that if a majority of House members, regardless of the Speaker, want it to go out, it goes out. So what does that mean? What that means is that the 212 Democrats propose a discharge petition, and they need six Republicans to get to 218. You know, we have a couple of Republicans in the state who try to play both ends against the middle. We have this Gallagher up in Green Bay. We have this Style down in Janesville. Van Orden is simply a basket case. I think he's going to lose, and who knows what he'd do. But so two of the votes should come from Wisconsin, not because Gallagher and Style or anybody I agree with. But you can't keep milking it on both sides. You can't keep saying I'm a conservative, but I'm compassionate and I want the government open, and then support the Freedom Caucus in shutting it down. That's not right. You shouldn't be able to do that. So two of the six could come from Wisconsin. Two of the six should come from Wisconsin. There are six Republicans in New York who never, ever, ever should have been elected. They're Democratic seats. Biden won several of them. But through incompetence in the New York Democratic Party, and remember the clown Santos snuck in. Remember him out of Staten Island. The six out there should absolutely say the least we can do is keep the government open. The least we can do is keep the government open. There are at least six in California. There's no way they're going to get reelected if this government gets shut down. Last time the government was shut down, the FBI didn't get paid. The Coast Guard didn't get paid. You know, secretaries on the Hill didn't get paid. Doctors in the VA who worked for the VA, didn't get paid. They got vouchers. They got IOUs. And the clown Wilbur Ross, the Commerce Secretary for Trump, said they should go to a bank and get a loan. He gets plenty of loans from the Bank of Cyprus. He's a director there. The average guy can't, or woman can't, go into a bank and go, give me $5,000 to tide me over to the next paycheck. This isn't going to happen. So these people are not going to get reelected. So is it possible to have some sort of a clown auction and privately contact six of them? There's a couple in Pennsylvania too, by the way, a couple in Pennsylvania. And go, hey, listen, I think what we should do is have a discharge petition and then pass the budget as agreed in the debt deal. And the Senate has already passed it. Crunch it together and get it passed. There are 12 spending bills. 11 of them haven't even been moved on because of the Freedom Caucus. Why are we letting a handful of nuts, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Paul Gosar, Matt Gaetz, these kinds of people, shut down the government? That's what's happening. Because the mainstream Republicans are afraid of primaries. They're afraid of Trump. They're afraid of Trump jumping in. And we have seen the residue of that here in Wisconsin with LeMahieu and Voss and the various clowns. In Romney's biography, read Romney's biography. He said Trump would come to the Republican caucus. The senators of each party have a lunch once a week in private, and they bring in their big guns. So we might have brought in, you know, Biden or Obama, and they bring, or Hillary Clinton, and they bring in Trump. Trump rambled about conspiracy theories. He lied. He insulted people. He insulted people who were there, right there. And they gave him a standing ovation. And then he left the room and they laughed. That is a servility. That is a lack of character. That is a debased character that has no business, frankly, in the United States, and has no business in the Senate. It has no business in the Senate. So what's going to happen? How do I know? It's September 15. I can tell you historically what's happened. Most of the time, the afternoon of September 30, I'm not kidding, they'll say, well, we're going to have some kind of a continuing resolution and hash it out. Sometimes the government gets shut down. But do not underestimate the sneakiness of Congress. Let me tell you why. In 1978, congressmen got $44,000 a year. Now they get about almost 200. During that whole time period, nobody ever voted for pay raise. They always opposed the pay raise. They all went home and said, I oppose a pay raise. Because they set up a procedure where a pay raise would be automatic unless, you know, there were two blue moons in one night and somebody saw a wolf skin on the highway and, you know, 10 other crazy things. They did not have to ever vote for it. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from Northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day.
interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Red Delicious, Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows around 58.
Tonight, under cloudy skies.
Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Cloudy skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered storms.
Highs level off around 73.
Lows around 55.
Tomorrow night,
chance for scattered storms.
Upper 60s Sunday and Monday,
with a chance for scattered thunderstorms Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
This is Matt Flynn, direct, filling in for Todd Olbo. I want to talk about a seemingly unrelated issue, but it's not really all that unrelated. The word has just come out that Cuba has sent men to fight for Russia in Russia's genocidal, sadistic invasion of Ukraine. The Cubans sent hundreds of men to volunteer to fight for Russia. When they were caught, they said, no, that we didn't do that. That they must have gone on their own. The problem for Cuba is that the Ukrainians hacked into their orders, and they had the entire background of how these guys were sent. In other words, their itineraries and all of that. The reason I'm raising this now is because as we're coming up to a 2024 presidential election, there's a small band of the Republican Party. It's not the majority of the Republican Party that is pro-Putin. Donald Trump is pro-Putin. Donald Trump is essentially Putin's slave. I mean, Donald Trump would crawl on his belly towards Putin with his leash in his mouth, begging to have the leash put on him. Remember in Helsinki when he held that disgusting press conference, and they said, well, your CIA and FBI say that the Ruskies hacked into the election, and Trump looks at Putin and says, well, I asked Vladimir, and he says he didn't do it. I don't know why he would do it. In other words, he knifed his own intelligence services. He lied, basically. Now, he's saying, remember early on in February of 22, when Putin first invaded Ukraine in this genocidal invasion, Trump said, Putin's a genius. For a couple of bucks in sanctions, he gets all that territory. That's what he said. And there's kind of a homoerotic flavor to his fascination with Putin. Do you remember, and this reminded me of a poem by Coleridge a little bit ago, he said that, people think that he wants a golden suite with Vladimir. That's what he said. Those are his words. It reminded me of Coleridge. In Xanadu to Donald Trump, a stately pleasure dome decree, a golden suite with Vladimir, because he talked about a dome. This is sick. He's been bribed and blackmailed by the Ruskies. He turned against his own country. He used to have Russians in the White House with no Americans. None. I'm not kidding. None. Probably whoever served the drinks. That's it. Nobody from his administration. One time he was at a conversation or meeting with Putin and didn't even have his own interpreter. He used Putin's interpreter. Another time he told his interpreter to turn over the interpreter's notes to Trump, who destroyed them. He has betrayed us. He has been on the take from the Russians for over 20 years. Eric Trump, his son, told the journalists that they fund him. Russia. And by the way, the oligarchs over there don't fund anybody without Putin's permission, because the New York banks cut him off because he had gone bankrupt 6 times in his casinos and they were tired of being cheated. So I want to make a statement, and a statement for the Democratic Party. We do not want any more tilting among the right-wing nut jobs in the Freedom Caucus trying to tilt America towards Putin. Nut jobs, we do not want you anymore. The Tucker Carlson's, the others. Tucker Carlson has his show still streamed on Russian TV. Here's what I think we should do. Here's what I think we should do. The Ukrainians have been urging us to send them our long-range HIMARS. A long-range HIMARS can go 180 or 90 miles. They could sit somewhere safely in Ukraine, and we have the best missiles in the world, target ships in Sevastopol, the rest of Crimea, and the Black Sea, and absolutely make Crimea uninhabitable. The British, by the way, have a pretty good missile, and they've given them to them, but we've got to give them that. Planes. Everybody has been slowballing planes, no matter how much they talk, to Ukraine. Why is that? Because Germany and France are afraid of Russia. Now think about it. Napoleon invaded Russia about 200 years ago, a little more, and killed a lot of people. Hitler invaded it, 80 years ago, killed a hell of a lot of people, including in Ukraine and the Ruskies. So they're sort of sitting there, depending on the United States. Well, the fact is that we promised them F-16s. We given permission to European countries to give them the F-16s. But they haven't gotten there yet. They're allegedly training them and all that. And the other thing is, Biden's done a fantastic job on Ukraine. He's brought NATO together. But he's continually stabbed in the back by the Trumps and the Trump crowd and the pro-Putin crowd. And he is trying to do everything else, like hardcore infrastructure, soft infrastructure, contain the Chinese, and so forth. The second thing we've got to do, and there's been resistance, and I just want to raise this. We have $300 billion of Rusky money in our banks. Why is that? Because the Ruskies put it there because it's safe, and they knew it would be stolen in their own country. Confiscate it. Confiscate it. Confiscate all autocrat, all oligarch assets in this country and get our hands on, not just yachts, everything. And put that money in an account and use it to fund Ukraine in the war against this genocidal, sadistic invasion. Have the Ruskies paid for it. And the Russians said, no, you can't do that. You have a rule of law. I'm not kidding. They said that. We have a rule of law. We do have a rule of law. Janet Yellen said, well, I don't know. Maybe that's a little risky. Well, Janet, you're a Treasury Secretary. I don't want to hear from you about risk. The truth of the matter is, start a lawsuit, declaratory judgment, that they did this, and we are entitled to use the money to defend it. Judge will say, fine, Ruskies are not going to come over to, quote, defend that. They're not going to come over to defend something like that. The other thing I do is cancel all visas of Ruskies in this country and throw them right out, every one of them who isn't a citizen. And the ones that are citizens, keep an eye on them, because many of them are pro-Rusky right now, simply for national reasons. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great show as always. Obviously, there are some technical challenges, and Luke did a fantastic job trying to resolve those, and we're going to continue to try to resolve them. We've upgraded our engineering and all of our stations. Matt Flynn Direct is next after a break, and I will see you in the next hour. Matt Flynn Direct, sign off for today. Todd Albo, thank you for letting me host for you, and welcome back, Todd Albo, on Monday.
As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right, because you're mine, I walk the line. Got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show on the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
We will be broadcasting from northern Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls.
That's right. Find Mike and Dom broadcasting live from Loopy's Grill and Saloon overlooking the river in Chippewa Falls. Join them there starting at 4 p.m.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.